The sign out front bears the shop's motto in black and white: a lifestyle, not an image. 004 Connect first started selling spray paint 8 years ago here, at the corner of Miami Avenue and North 24th Street. It set up shop just as the neighborhood's street art boom was taking off.
It was so dope. It was fun. It was organic. It was just really fresh.
Eric Dennis is the owner of 004. Inside, cans of spray paint and t-shirts line the walls. In the back, a machine works on custom-designed baseball caps. Hip-hop is always blaring out the speakers.
004 isn't just a company, man, or a brand. It's family. It's a community. It's, you know, a whole city.
Dennis says some of the best times he's ever had here were during the block parties they've thrown and during Art Basel Week in years past.
Basel was just dope. You know, writers coming from all over the world, all over the country, really. And they would, you know, this would be like headquarters.
Now, like other longtime businesses like O Cinema, it has to move out. It's the latest chapter in the changing face of Wynwood. It used to be an industrial, marginal neighborhood. But since 2010, Wynwood has transformed into an international tourist destination and helped Miami market itself as a mecca for street art and graffiti. And throughout this whole metamorphosis, 004 Connect has been here.
It's becoming so corporate. This neighborhood is nowhere near what it used to be. So yeah, it's sad, of course, you know. We have a lot of good memories on this corner, man.
Early on, he supported me and my crew, you know, helped us out with paint for murals and different projects that we had.
Adam Vargas goes by the artist name Atomic. He paints the ubiquitous smiling oranges you can find all over South Florida. Atomic says Dennis and his shop have played a critical role for up-and-coming artists in the area.
He even, got a color for me. It was my first, collaboration with a brand in spray paint.
3 years ago, the building here sold for $6.3 million. Atomic says the shop actually exceeded his expectations in how long it managed to survive, as rents went way up.
I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner, because you can only sell so much spray paint in Wynwood. You got to have other hustles, and he's done it. He's adapted to the changes, and he's toughed it out for quite a while here.
004 has added a bar and food and hosts regular parties. The shop recently started selling t-shirts and hats through a collaboration with Dadewear, a local clothing company. And the shop has always kept its connection to graffiti culture. A wall in the back has been used for years to help beginners practice their spray paint skills, says Ryan Farrell, who goes by the name Ryan the Wheelbarrow. He's an artist/Wynwood graffiti tour guide, and he takes locals and tourists to visit the practice wall.
We wouldn't have that wall without 004.
And the walls outside the shop gained respect in a way other walls didn't. Ryan the Wheelbarrow says the other walls around the neighborhood could get hit daily with tags, but 004's would stay clean all year.
That shows you the respect that, you know, vandals have for that code of graffiti, you know, that those kind of ethics that you have to abide by, because it's all about commanding that space. You know, they've owned that space.
This is the only thing that's been consistent in our community.
Rick Mastrapa goes by the name Abstract. He's an artist and close collaborator of the shop. Abstract says the local scene is just going to have to keep it moving, even though 004 has to leave a neighborhood now synonymous with graffiti.
The space doesn't make us, you know, we make the space so we can go anywhere and it's going to be dope. And we're going to have like a really cool spot or like a hub. But it's always good to be connected to an area where you feel like you took part in the movement here in this neighborhood. You know, you don't want to be displaced from a neighborhood that you felt like you contributed to the hype for.
Owner Eric Dennis says he's working on finding a new location for 004, hopefully not too far from here. Calls and emails to property owners about future plans for the space were not returned. In the meantime, 004 is still selling spray paint and clothing online. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.